Blog Talk Radio.
I used to like to walk the straight and narrow line. I used to think that everything was fine. Sometimes I'd sit and gaze for days through sleepless dreams, all alone and trapped in time. All alone and trapped in time. I wonder what tomorrow has in mind for me, or am I even in its mind at all? Perhaps I'll get a chance to look ahead and see, soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Well, tell me where I'm going. I don't know where I've been. Tell me, won't you tell me, and then tell me again. My heart is breaking, my body's aching, and I don't know where to go. So tell me, won't you tell me.
Just gotta know.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? This is Psychic X Journeyman here on Psychic X Journeyman Talk Radio. How y'all doing today? We're doing this thing on 11 a.m. today. We're going to be talking about Atlantis and past life readings. So if you want to get in there on that whole thing, then fine. I'd be glad to answer any questions that you want to do and actually sit there and look at your past lives. It's one of those things we like to do, a lot of those things, because we've actually seen a lot of people. We can trace it back to Atlantis more than most would like to think. And it makes you wonder about the situation, about Atlantis in itself. So, and with the situation, we would have been earlier, but for some reason we had some technical difficulties. I don't know if it's Mercury or what, but it's driving me up the freaking walls. So today is called Missing Spiritual Link Roundtable Tuesday, and we're talking about Atlantis. So let's talk about it. If you have any comments that you want to bring in, or maybe you know the subject very well too, and you want to bring your insight to the show, please do so. And plus, also we're going to do free readings, past life readings, and to the 10th caller, you will win a 60-minute reading. So join us for the fun. And it's going to, I think it's going to be a great show. So we talk about this too. And also, I have a show tonight at 8. So join us for that too. We're going to talk a little bit about Atlantis, but it's more like Atlantis, is it lost? Is it a lost city? Or is it just lost in people's minds? Because it seems like there's a lot of focus on Atlantis and the origins and that kind of stuff. And it's like tapping onto the whole thing and wondering, I guess it's the idea of why. Why is everybody so focused on Atlantis as something that we need to go back to and we need to rediscover? And, you know, sometimes when you look at the situation, it could be simply that we're looking for not just a simpler time, but almost a more balanced time. And some people have a tendency to look at Atlantis, and Pluto had a tendency to put a little spin on everything. And I feel like the story that was handed down from generation to generation was handed down to him too as well. And I think he actually put a little bit of spin on it with the war thing and warlike and that kind of stuff, which actually gives us a little tip on the whole thing, because it doesn't really go into depth about why the Atlanteans would be warlike and have balance in their lives as being the most technological advanced civilization. Because we always notice that civilizations, as they progress and go forward, they have a tendency to become civilized, and they have a tendency to go from and we see this with a lot of things with progression, is having being chaotic or wild and evolving into something more mature and balanced. And from the things I focused on, especially with past lives, I've seen just that, you know, the Atlanteans going from one extreme to the other and actually getting to the heyday. It's kind of baffling in some ways. I look at a civilization that would be that out of whack when they were actually destroyed by nature, which makes you wonder exactly what they were putting out there. And also putting similarities with our world today, where we have, say, chaotic storms and this kind of stuff. Could it be the ideal mass consciousness, the way people think and that kind of stuff, of actually bringing these things on ourselves? And maybe that's what happened with the situation of Atlantis being a balanced civilization, also had some problems of its own, internal conflicts and that kind of stuff, which actually brought on nature itself with the energy that was put out there to create these massive storms and that kind of stuff that went on. So some of the stuff, sitting here trying to go over some things, I'm trying to figure out what the heck's up with that. My technology here, all my computers and everything are pretty much acting whacked out, and I'm trying to figure out why. Anyway, let's take some callers and answer some questions, and maybe we'll do some past lives that go along with that too as well. But give us a call in here, 646-721-9031. That's one thing I hate about the whole thing, too. So I'm trying to get this thing organized and in the process of actually putting things together. Anyway, with the situation, we're actually introducing ourselves to a new audience during the daytime, we haven't done a show like this in probably months, where we're actually doing them at 11 o'clock. We're going to do today, Wednesday, and Thursday. We'll be here at 11. Tomorrow we're going to have Past Life. It's actually called Free Angel Reading Roundtable. Past Life Wednesday, where we're going to talk about past lives, and actually the idea of getting more deeper into the subject of how, why is it so important to actually do past lives? Because we have a tendency to say we need to cut loose the past and let go of those things in favor of what's going to happen and for a more favorable future. So you're probably, some people look at the situation and go, why would we think about past lives? Well, some people have a tough time letting go of the past, so therefore if we can go back in the past and figure out why you have a hard time letting go of the whole thing and seeing things in a different light, then it makes it easier to let go of them. So they're very important. So that's one of the things you should tune in for that show too, 11 o'clock Eastern, 11 a.m. Also on Thursdays, it's called Free Angel Roundtable Tarot Card Thursday, where we talk about tarot cards and the idea of the origin and the origin of tarot cards themselves, and to realize that there's over 10,000 different types of decks of tarot cards. It's kind of fascinating in itself. So you can tune in for that. And then we have, let's see, on Fridays and Saturdays, we always have our nighttime show, which starts at 8 o'clock, where we do nothing but readings. That's Friday. It's called Free Angel Reading Roundtable Friday. So join us for that, where we're going to do nothing but readings for 2 to 3 hours. So if you've got any questions or something like that, you want to join us on there, please do so. And then we'll be back on Saturday to do the exact same thing. But a different twist on Fridays and Saturdays is we also do a nighttime midnight show, too, where we call it Free Angel Reading Roundtable Midnight, where it's open mic night where everybody comes in and everybody's mic is open. So whoever comes on the show is aware, is brought to, has actually, we make them aware that everybody who comes on, all their mics are open, so everybody can freely chat with everybody. So if you have any comments, that kind of stuff, even when the readings are going on, you can also give your opinion or your insights of what's going on. Because I've had a lot of people who do that, who sit there and look at the situation and go, well, hey, you know, I had some stuff going on when I was sitting there listening to you do a reading for somebody, and I had some insights too. So this gives everybody an opportunity to do that, which I thought was kind of cool in itself. So, and join us on those. So it's from Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. We have the 11 a.m. shows, which are going to be going on like this for a while. And then on Tuesday nights, we have an 8 o'clock show. And then on Fridays and Saturdays, we have 8 o'clock shows and midnight shows. So join us for those. Psychic X Journeyman. And the midnight shows are actually on a different show. It's called Psychic X Journeyman 2. So join us for that. And right now, we're actually trying to pull up the things where we can at work. Usually, we try to do some streaming, too, on Blog TV. So you can actually see us visually as we're doing our radio show. And for some reason, it's been taking us a little bit of time to actually get all this stuff pulled up for some reason. I'm not sure about Mercury retrograde or whatever it is. Maybe it's mass consciousness of Ohio. I don't know. Just trying to clear all that stuff out and see if we can actually pull up some stuff here. Anyway, until we do, we'll keep going on here. I'm going to bring on our first guest. Hello, area code 803.
Hello.
Yes, hi, how are you? Welcome.
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Say your first name again so I won't say it wrong.
It's Shira.
Shira. Okay,
yes.
Shira. And you were born August 11th, 1992, which means you are a Leo.
Yes.
And then you said you had some concerns when it comes to school.
Yes.
So with the situation...
Well... Yeah. My situation is I am currently, well, I finished up my freshman year of college, and I want to transfer to a different college or university for this fall, and I was just wondering where I stand as far as that, because something came up, something came up from one of my previous colleges I attended. It was like it's a large balance to me because I'm 18 and I don't, well, it was just a balance I have to pay at another school. And I was just wondering where I stood as far as the transfer.
So you're going to be transferred to another school?
What's
the name of the school?
Well, the school, I actually applied to three schools, but the school that I really want is called Clemson University.
It's called Quincy?
Clemson.
Princeton. Princeton. I think I've heard that school before, right? The reason I ask the question, because sometimes when you sort of focus on things, for example, there's Columbus. If you focus on Columbus, a city itself, there's actually throughout the country, there's at least four or five Columbuses.
Right.
Or cities. So that's what I'm saying. I just make sure, because sometimes when you sit there and someone says Princeton, it could be a Princeton. It could be a Princeton school, but it's not exactly what we're thinking about is Princeton itself. So that's what I was making sure. Just so I can keep my focus on exactly where we're going with this. Well, what I keep getting is, the idea of focusing on what you're going to do, I keep getting this really strong impression that you will definitely get that. Why were you worried?
Because the school, I actually spoke to someone from the school, and I was just telling them about, I just finished a community college, and before I went to the community college, I was at a private college, and it was really expensive, and there's still a balance I had to pay, and they won't send my transcripts until I get that balance paid off. So Clemson was like, we can't accept you if we don't have that school's transcript, so get it paid off. And I didn't know how in the world I was going to get that done. I was planning on applying for a student loan to see where that would go, but I don't know. And it just scared me because school is a big deal to me.
Right. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. It's one of those things of getting some credibilities.
Right.
I'm just saying, sometimes the situation is, it's that idea of focusing on exactly what you want. Because I've had a lot of people who sit there and say, I guess it's one of those things about feeding to a lot of people what they think, what they say. It's
right.
The idea of focusing and maintaining that thought and that vision in your head. It says, okay, this is what it's going to be, and this is what I feel is going to happen, and you got to stick to that, no matter what people say or do. Because I've had so many situations where, for example, I knew this one couple that was trying to get their kids into school, trying to get
mm-hmm.
their kids into a private school, and they came back and said, well, since his birthday falls a month after the due date of actual enrollment, they told me that he couldn't get into school. And they were like, well, he's supposed to go here. And they maintained that vision in their head. And they were very calm about it, which means
right.
The reason being calm was the idea of having a strong belief that their vision was going to happen, okay? And what was so cool about the situation is they sit there and told the people, well, let's talk to your manager. So then they talked to the manager, and then they found out later on the manager was actually the owner of the school. And he said that they don't change their policy. They've never changed their policy for anybody. They don't plan on doing it anytime soon, and they're not going to change for this season, this situation either. And they said, well, okay, no problem. And before they knew it, he was the owner. That's when they thought there was just a manager. So they said, well, let's talk to the owner. And he goes, well, I am the owner. But he says, I do answer to a board, so therefore I'll bring it to the board and see what they say. But we never change, and we never have. And that's what he was maintaining with, okay? But they're sitting there going, okay, no problem. But you go talk to your board anyway and ask them anyway, because in their minds, that vision was still very strong. And it was kind of funny, too, because a week later he called them and said he didn't know why they were going to do this, but they changed it. And they allowed the boy to come into that school. Now, see, one thing I know for a fact, that when things are meant to happen, nothing's going to stop that from happening, especially if you maintain and focus in that intention that you have, keep it in your mind very clearly. Because those people got that whole thing going on, and I think it was one of those things they knew for a fact that it wasn't just the idea of believing it. They took it one step further and said they knew it. And by putting that energy in there, that's what happened. So we hear stories about that all the time, so we can't dismiss it anymore. And then we look at our situations of any kind of worry or fear, kind of like that, those things can deter these things from happening. So that's why we always try to keep the mind clear and focused. And when we start getting negative thoughts, we can change that too by changing it to the point of saying, okay, How can I take that negative thought that I was going to think and turn it into a positive, and then maybe turn it into an affirmation that could actually help me and work for me instead of against me? And that's what you need to do.